हेलो,
हाँ ये है, आई एम ट्राइंग टू स्पीक विद टीजे। ऑलराइट
दिस इज टीजे।
टीजे, हाउ यू डूइंग? माइक हियर फ्रॉम हाफ एंड मेजर। वी वर जस्ट हैविंग
यस यस यस
राइट नाउ। ऑलराइट, हाउ्स
यस
इट गोइंग?
ओके, इट्स गोइंग ओके। या
All right, good
get frustrated over here.
to know. All right, so I thought, we could get on a call and, try and make this quick, and that's going to get you your information as well. So tell me about it. You have two different ideas you're working on, and as I understand this so far, the second one is for your for the personal use for your own mother and her friends and her grandchildren, right?
Yes. So she
Okay.
empty nested recently, and it's hard for her to keep up with the TikToks, like she calls it, and the other stuff that we use now. And my nephew only does like Twitch and all these other things. And then my company has like all these massive streams on like Twitch and all the stuff that's out now, and she will not do it. She will not do it, but she wants to know. So I have to create all, no matter what I post, I have to create a secondary to personally send to her. So
Okay,
I said,
well, I mean, that
okay,
sounds like an
maybe.
interesting idea. Yes.
And so maybe I can create something because she's so proud of her nieces and nephews. Like my nephew is 7'1". He's already drafted and all this stuff. So she wants all this stuff to be like accessible to her. So you know how it used to be, they carried the little photo album in their purse. They show it to their friends, but no, she is digital now. So I have to find a way to make that photo album digital. She carries around, but people, I need my nieces and nephews to be able to drop the information and the photos in there. So that's what I need. But it needs
All
to be
right.
only about her family. So I'll figure if I make it for her, she can give it to her friends, they can do the same thing.
Okay. All right. So I think the second idea sounds simpler than the first one, right? So let's start with the more seemingly complex application, should we?
You sure? Okay, so there's this application applies to two sets of people. One is people with disabilities, and one is apparently the little test group explained to me that, oh, this is the perfect app for cheating husbands. Oh, great. So great. So I just created the best app for a cheating person. So great. But anyway,
Okay,
so
interesting use case right there. All right,
oh,
okay.
I never even thought about it in that manner. It was, I have a nephew that's autistic, but he's 19 or 20. He may be 20, and so he's older than, like the normal one. There's a child, going through this kind of stuff, so he has more freedoms. So we created this tiny house for him that I have programmed everything to be automated. So he gets up in the morning, it tells him to wake up. It tells him to go to the shower. It tells me how much water he put in the bathtub. If it overflows, I can turn the water off. Like I can control pretty much his entire life. I can turn the microwave off if I wanted to. So he's not even allowed to run the microwave longer than 2 minutes.
Okay,
So
yeah, I mean that's a good idea as it is, but when you talk about it from a technical perspective, especially
it was a
implementing it
lot of
through an
code.
application, you're talking about a mixture of IoT and then probably some part of it maybe artificial intelligence as well, right?
I
So
wrote
do
all
you
that
see?
myself, so yes. I
Okay.
created all the little, I created everything. It thinks everything has temperature. I'm telling you, it has everything written into it. All I need to do is create something that accesses the program prior to him coming into the house. When he
Oh,
leaves the
wow.
house, that you no longer have to access it. So I need it to be location based. So it's basically like a Google Home for an autistic kid that keeps him safe. When he goes from one room to the other, I know which room he's in. He has
Okay,
things
and
that he
that
has
you
to
say,
do.
yeah.
Yeah,
Sorry?
he has things that he has to do, which are basically written into little NFCs and little pickup things that I have in there that it's judged off of the movements he makes. And then it creates, a flow, and that flow reacts to whatever he has done, and it asks him questions. He can say yes or no. If it doesn't pick up an answer, it automatically shuts the safety. So I put a lot of thought into this because he wanted to be independent.
Wow, okay. And you say that all that has been already programmed by you, and that's getting ready.
Yes, because I'm the best aunt ever.
Uh-huh. Wow, okay. All right, so I'm speaking to someone who is technically savvy, and I think it's going to be an interesting conversation. So tell me about it once again. Where do you need us, and why are you not able to accomplish this yourself in the first place?
Because I don't build apps. That's not my thing. I need one that's going to be non-hackable, if that makes sense. Something he cannot... he's very intelligent.
He cannot temper.
I need one that can outsmart someone who can see a genius level of coding.
Okay. And then you need us to deploy the application for you as well, right?
Probably. I have a couple of sites out there, but they could probably just hook onto one of those websites, but I would like to create it on a massive schedule, on a massive form, because I have not even told anyone I've created this thing. I only created it because my sister was having a hard time. She had another baby, and the baby's 20 years younger than him.
Okay.
So she had all these problems, and she couldn't keep an eye on him. So she tells me he's diabetic and all this stuff. I said, well, why don't I just write a program that covers all that stuff? Then she calls me back and says, oh, he just burnt up a microwave. I was like, okay, so then I will program the microwave to not allow him to do that. And then it was so many little things. And then he came back and said he wanted to live by himself, but she doesn't want him to live by himself. But I said, well, we'll just get him a little tiny house next to you, and I will program that house to keep him safe.
Okay, well, sweet, okay. And do you plan to market this on a commercial level as well? Because, of course, you know, in the general kids industry and then the autism industry, this application could help a lot more people. I mean, even if you don't want to
I want to. I'm just afraid of any lawsuits if I miss some. I learned coding and all this stuff because I had to. I learned it on my own. I started a company by accident, and now I program video game content. But it's not what I do. I didn't go to school for it. I know there's stuff that I'm probably missing. It doesn't seem like it is, but I know there has to be something that I'm missing because there's things that I don't understand. You know, so I would like someone professional to make it
You're not
perfect.
Real, are you? Okay.
I am real. I am actually a helicopter mechanic. So when it came to building everything, that was easy. All I did was once I found out about little things that could pick up temperature, like I basically Arduino'd the entire house, if that makes
sense.
Wow,
okay. Well, you're dropping bombs on me.
I wrote so many programs, and I learned so many systems. I even started out with NetBeans to just get the beginning, and then I wrote from there. Then I learned C++. Then I learned every single one because I have an eidetic memory. So it was very easy for me to learn these things. But then I draw comic books in my spare time. Then someone was like, hey, can you program this person to do this dance because you dance horrible? And that's what I was told. I was like, yes, I dance horrible, but I can draw, so I got it. So I made this 3D character that does these bad dances, and then a game picked it up, and then the NFL Network picked it up. It just got out of control, and I was not a company. And now I'm a company, and I don't know how to do this stuff. And I don't even know how to tell them that I didn't go to school for this. So it's weird. Yeah, and I thought
what's your good name again? You said TJ?
Yeah, my name is TJ.
Okay. TJ, where's the software sitting at right now? I mean, where's that? I mean, could we have a look at it together? Where's the software sitting at? The software you spoke about that you programmed to secure... the child, you know,
it's running on a computer. Well, a couple of computers that I have in there because they have to pick up so much stuff. I have a couple of computers just running in the house. Even if the power gets knocked out, they still run. So I had to create that too. So, you know, I did a good job. So now I found out that my friend has a grandmother who was it Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's, yeah.
And I want this program to be changed over to where it can detect her waking up, because they're confused from the second they wake up, from what I'm told. And then I would have to write some kind of software that can read facial expressions, which I have one, but it's not a heavy one. It can only read my nephew's facial expressions, which he has none. So he has no expressions. But it can read body, heartbeat, and temperature and all that stuff. But I need it to adjust to a person that has Alzheimer's, and I'm not sure what I'm going to have to write into that. I've never had to deal with it. I don't understand the concept, I guess, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, it does so far. So first things first, I think in order to be able to do something on the application for you or try and complete it for you and do the remaining work to get it going, we'd have to first look at the application and the code, right? Now, in order to do that, if you'd like for us to sign an NDA, we do supply an NDA as well, right? And then we could, you know, either, you know, if you want me to send it to you right now, since I have like 30 minutes before the next call, before my next meeting, I can send the NDA to you, you can sign it, or you can just review it right now, and then, you know, meantime, we can look at the software, if you'd like to look at that together, if you can do like a screen share or something, or give me like an access if you can. I don't know, I mean, how it works right now, so.
I don't give anyone access, but yeah, I don't do that, but I could probably give you a couple of screenshots. It's just, I don't.
Yeah, just drop me a few screenshots. I just want to see what it is,
I put all this heart into it because it was for my nephew. And I don't know if it's correct, and I'm embarrassed, and I don't want anyone, like, I don't think people understand that I don't know what I'm doing, and I just had to make it work. It's more of like a Excel. It was in my head. It's like an Excel spreadsheet that was like an if then this.
Okay. Now, yeah, that makes sense. So, do you have the screenshots, or do you want to take them? How do you want to send them over to me?
I'm at home. Drinking wine. So,
is that where it's coming from?
Yeah, I just got super giggles right now. So I was just trying to check out your website. I like the name of your website, so it drew me in. And so I said,
all
I
right,
would try
just
it.
Take that as a compliment.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. It's very nice.
All right, so TJ, you want to,
It's Friday. You should be out partying or something.
Well, yeah, as soon as I get off the call and I have my next meeting done, I'd be going to a pub as well.
All right. So it was my birthday this week, so everyone's coming to get me in a bit to go take me out. But
lovely. Okay. Happy birthday.
I will give you – oh, thank you. So I own the website nerdchuckles.com. So you can just send an email to nerdchuckles@nerdchuckles.com, which is me, or CEO at nerdchuckles, whichever one. But nerdchuckles@nerdchuckles.com, it'll come straight to me.
Okay, let me check that right now. Okay.
I don't even know if my website is on right now, because it's probably going to hit too many people.
Oh, just tell me if the email is valid, so I can just check whether the email is deliverable or not.
So the original Nerdchuckles was my gaming online handle. And I did this favor for a guy, and he has told everyone that is the name of my company because that's all he could think of on his feet. So now I actually am that now.
Okay. You heard of Omegle? You heard of this app that's called Omegle?
Yes.
You have, right?
I think so. Hold on. I don't like Omegle.
Right, so why don't you get on that? I'd like to show you something on the application.
Official website. Says talk to strangers on it? Am I on the wrong one?
No. That is the site, but I want to show you a couple features on it. I mean, relevant to the discussion we're having right now.
Okay. And so the app that I wanted to create was one that could, it was for two purposes. It was for that originally, but then I needed one that could give, I was trying to create an app that could make you invisible, not invisible, but like unknown if someone else picks up your phone. Because I work with all guys, and they pick up my phone all the time trying to get into it. So
okay,
like,
anonymous, you mean.
Yeah, so I said, I'm going to make a phone. I'm going to make an app so you, even if you get in the phone, it doesn't make sense to you. So I wanted to make an app that when someone sends you a message, it's coded or something, you know. But if you change the, like when you open the phone and mm-hmm. you put in like your four pin there, then it will change it to the real message. So no matter how many times someone picks it up or you pick up the phone and open it, it never says the real message until you want it to.
You might just forget everything you're saying right now when you wake up tomorrow, but you know, I'd have to go because I have to get to work, if you allow. All right?
Cool.
All right, happy drinking.
All right, thanks. You have a good one.
You as well. Bye now.